Now, with more on the closure of the Tiwai Point Aluminium Smelter, we're joined by Southland District Council's Mayor Gary Tong. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, team. How are you? How are your listeners?
Very well. You will have heard that. Right, how seriously are you taking this? I mean, there is still a window, but this is a pretty major move to signal the end of the contract.
Absolutely, and we've been taking it seriously down here for some months now, ever since the Rio Tinto announcement, and you've heard there from Stu that he's dug deep. Rio Tinto have dug deep and the government have been involved. And this morning it sounds like that decision hasn't been made.
Do you want the government or would local councils or somebody else to step in here and try and save this, or is this the end of it?
Well, no, we're not going to call it an end to it. It's we've got to understand the reasons why Rio Tinto have done this and obviously look at ways of possibly changing their mind. I really hope there is an opportunity to do that, but we need to work on what's going to happen in the next 12 to 14 months as well with, obviously, with the people that are involved in this. There's a lot of subbies as well as those that go in the gate every day, as Stu said, and we need to look at what's going to happen going forward in 12 to 14 months' time as a region. It all fits in with what's been occurring with a master plan down at Bluff. And
So you believe it should be saved? Can it be saved?
Well, it's obviously a commercial decision. At some stage, there's got to be commercial viability, but is there another way of operating Tiwai? Who knows? I know they looked at the closing down one or more of the potlines down there. However, that doesn't look like it's going to happen. We've all got to dig deep here, work together, and reach out to the government where we can while insulating, you know, the impact on our community. That's the number one.
I mean, we know that they were likely to get a discount from the change in the way in which transmission lines were priced. That would have been in the multi-million dollars bracket at least.
Absolutely.
So why wasn't that enough? I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not profitable to make it, does there just have to be some hard realities here that, and then the excess power goes back to the rest of New Zealand?
Yes, well, that has been talked about as well, but it's quite a cost to do that as well, because the upgrade of the lines is it's not just a matter of turning a switch on and sending it north. You know, it can only go north so far before the lines start failing and they need upgraded. So this is a massive decision for everybody down here, that's for sure.
So what happens now? Do you want the government to have another go?
As I said, we need to see what we can do to look at changing Rio Tinto's mind and what they may require to keep this viable, because it is their decision in the end. And then is there a chance of reaching out to the government for assistance or not? But, you know, this whole country's been hit by a number of massive decisions that government have made over the last few months.
And just quickly, to be clear, this would be a huge blow to the Southland community to lose that number of jobs, high-quality jobs.
Yes, it would, but we've got to look at what we can do going forward as well. So we've got to remain in a positive state of mind. We don't want everybody just suddenly disappearing. There may be other opportunities for down there. As I say, we've got the Bluff Master Plan, we've got aquaculture, we've got primary industries. Is there another way of doing this if these other negotiations all fail?
Gary Tong, thank you very much for your time. Southland's District Council Mayor.